Welcome to David's Life and Observation with your host David speaking. Just want to give a little blurb in for Venom. Just got back from that movie. Excellent film. Good storytelling. Action was pretty good. Tom Hardy killed it. Good supporting actors. I give it, 5 out of 5 stars, Go see it. Go enjoy it. Don't nuke the film. Even if you're a comic book fan, don't nuke it. Just go enjoy it. And then watch it a second time to analyze it. Go see the first time for you. Don't go fucking ruin the thing right after you see it, getting all mad and huffy and puffy. Just enjoy the film. Other than that, it's been a really tough week for my family. Hasn't been good. I mean, I had my... It's all starting to come together. My case. And here's my case, guys. I had my rights violated on September 14th by the Coppers Cove Police Department here in Texas. The police report from the Coryell County Sheriff's Department literally exonerates any reason that I should be taken into custody for mental health reasons, and yet I was. I was taken because they were butthurt. Well, they being the Coppers Cove Police Department, they were butthurt that I stood up for my rights, and they were literally doing it to appease my wife's chain of command, Big Army. Okay? So, I was detained by Coppers Cove Police Department and dragged back onto post at Fort Hood to Darnell Hospital, where I was held against my will until I was transferred to Metroplex Hospital, and where I stayed held against my will until September 18th or 19th. It was Monday. So I got detained on Friday, and I wasn't released until Monday, almost 6 o'clock. So it was a really horrible experience. And my kids were taken into CPS. Mind you, while my kids were at CPS and in state custody, my son had bug bites galore from either the daycare that they took him to or the foster home where they took him. I believe they were bed bugs. My allegations are that they were bed bugs and they had nothing to do with the daycare that my kids are going to. My kids were starved a little bit. And it's very apparent when I go to meet with my kids, and the only thing they're concerned with is food. And not just food. I'm talking, I have never seen my children eat as much and the way they ate when I went and visited them. It was heartbreaking. It was sad. I don't like not having my children. I don't like being without my children. They haven't been far away from me ever since they were born. And now, because of a false testimony from a mandatory reporter, my wife's psychologist, Captain Sam Deal, because she perpetuated lies to law enforcement, I've had my rights stripped away, my kids taken from me, and now I have to jump through hoops with CPS, who lied in court and gave the judge an affidavit with pure fiction in it to keep my kids in the state custody. I've been looking for a lawyer to take my case. The cover-up is so bad that the Coppers Cove Police Department gave me a completely redacted police report because they know they fucked up. They know they lied. And they're going to keep perpetuating their lies. They're going to keep withholding evidence to kind of just drown me out with time. It's not going to happen. I'm going to pursue this until I can sue them. until I can build up the funds to file a lawsuit and sue them. I want to go after my wife's chain of command too for a lawsuit. It's simply this whole thing is predicated on the simple fact that Captain McElroy, with the 1st Cavalry, 1st Cav, my wife's unit, her company commander, is butthurt because I didn't want to relinquish my property to the chain of command. And when I provided them with a solution that would help myself and the chain of command by taking my gun and my kids up to Chicago, they didn't like that. They didn't like that I told them no. So I had my kids taken from me and my rights violated because they were butthurt. And I want this case to be out. I want this story to be told. I'm creating a GoFundMe right now. I do have a YouTube channel where my videos are up from the encounter. I have complete documentation from Darnell Hospital, from Metroplex Hospital, and from the police report, and the redacted police report from Copper's Cove. I have all those documents readily available to anybody who cares to take a look at my case. I hope this never happens to anybody. I'm just sad that unless you have money in this country, you are fucked. You can't even go against those who harmed you and have put your life in peril and have cost you money and have cost you your family and your freedom unless you have money. And then I get a bill today from Metroplex for my involuntary stay. I have that bill readily available as well. So if you're concerned about me, you're concerned about my case, you're concerned about justice in this country, in the state of Texas, if you're a Texan and you believe that something inherently wrong is inherently wrong with our law enforcement, there is. Not all law enforcement. I mean, Coryell County Sheriff's Department did their due diligence. Turned over their police report, no problem. They're willing to turn over their video, no problem. But the Copper's Cove Police Department, they're a sham. They violated my rights. They committed a crime. And I'm not going to let it stand. There's no way I'm going to let that stand. I don't care if I had to, you know, tell the whole world about what they did as long as they're under public scrutiny and they need to be. Officer Jay Bartlett needs to be fired. Officer Cortez needs to be fired, and Officer Nunez needs to be fired. They're complicit in my illegal detainment for 76 hours. Even under the law, I'm supposed to be held for 48 hours. I was held for 76. I was denied a lawyer. I wasn't Mirandized. There is no justice that has happened. My wife's chain of command does not give a shit. They have locked her up in Rock Springs Mental Health Hospital until the 19th of October. She has no say. She was barely allowed to go to court. So for those listening, I mean, get a hold of me. I'll shoot you an email. I'll give you all the materials that you know you need to know to help me fight this case. If you're a lawyer out there listening to this, you know, you believe in civil rights, you believe in the law in this country, help me out. That is all. Have a great day, guys.